what lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag. Brown bag
is the best in here, brown bag pie.
Tengo frío. You guys put the AC on and I can't be hoochie.
That's how I feel.
Sorry, guys. They turn the AC off, I'll be hoochie. Episode 90!
By choice.
Yeah.
What I learned this week is that we love each other and hate each other.
You hate us.
Knew each other 3 months ago, kid.
Today I learned Juno hates me, but it's fine. Not today.
Josh.
You hate me too? Oh, thank you, Josh.
Hey, why'd you go bald?
To cleanse.
I think that everyone wants to know that.
Everyone wants to know.
Yeah, was it like a Britney moment?
Nah, I started gangbanging.
Oh, you're cholo.
How was
now.
It?
That shit.
How many guys?
Or the pelon?
The pelon. Oh.
How many boys were there?
How many boys was there? Nah, I was it called for? I do it once a year.
Oh, really?
I always do it. I've
known you for a lot of years, at least 2-3 years, and I haven't seen you do it.
When I did it last year, when we took
a break. Okay.
And I didn't post about it. And then I didn't do it 2021.
Okay.
So maybe that's when we first started doing the pod. So yeah, no, I haven't done it.
2020 when we first started.
Yeah. And then it's vibes though. My hair grows back fast though.
Yeah, I already see it going back.
Like it's like by Thursday, I have to go get another haircut.
What was the conversation with Depoy? Like A4 just shave it all off.
Depoy is a bitch and he's my bitch. So I'm telling him. They swear to God.
Let me see.
Let me see it.
Yeah.
It grew back fast.
I love you no matter what you do.
But, like.
Well. Depends. Never
mind. Like,
now
you
when
like,
you tell me you hate me, then I
hate you. You like being bald?
No.
But it grows back fast. For it grows back. So easy.
Yeah, it grows back fast. I think that's what the hungers were telling me yesterday. They were complaining. They're like, damn, it must be cool just being able to cut your hair off, huh?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, it does.
Yeah, I kind of don't like it.
When you don't like his?
I don't like his. It makes me uncomfortable.
I don't like the photo that he posted. Because he posted it with like the face that he posted it with. It scared me.
Oh my God.
Wait, why don't you like that I'm bald?
Just with you.
Oh.
No, he's not. He's telling the truth.
Wait, what?
You look like your name's Spike.
Yeah. And a sharky.
Yeah. Perdón.
Yeah, that's what everybody was telling me, that I look meaner.
Yeah. Yeah.
You look more mean, and I was like, I didn't think this.
Well, the face you did, trying to be a freaking Ice Cube.
you look like you're a cholo straight up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was dead. I just cut my hair and went to the gym right after. But I forgot how hard it is putting on a hoodie when you're f-ing bald.
How hard is it?
It's pretty hard. Not like if you're skin bald like Callie.
Oh, because your head gets caught in the...
It gets caught in the thing, and it was like so annoying. And I was like, yeah, I'm not doing this. I'm not posting about it again. I'm going to do it again, but I'm not going to post about it. But it doesn't make no difference because I wear hats.
Yeah, and your hair grows really fast.
So you guys won't know, like, if I actually went.
Yeah,
like,
we won't know, but, like, you just broadcast everything, so that's
exactly
why we know. Yeah.
So I was
and then the comments were going crazy, not going to lie. I didn't want to look at the comments, but, like, you know how when you scroll through something and you see the people that you know that are commenting?
Yeah.
So then I just see, why? I just see, like, people like, why'd you do that?
Yeah, people were, like, talking all types of shit.
When it was really, like, a 2-inch difference, right? Like, what do you usually get on top? Like,
I get, like, a
2.
I had, like,
a 0. It was, like, not really a big difference.
That's wild how much that can make a difference, though, for guys. If you had to rate, like, it's the end of the season. It's the end of season 3, you guys. We're at our 90th episode. Every 30 episodes, we end a season. We take a 2-week break. We do a photo shoot. We have, like, a whole game plan. So just get ready for that. But this season... if you could count from your least favorite person on the podcast to your most favorite person, where do we go? Your least favorite to most favorite.
From
everybody in the crew, including Callie, Irene.
Oh.
Woo.
Oh, Jose.
Jose is what?
Least favorite.
Least favorite?
Because I've had to argue for him for the last 4 months, and I'm over here fighting.
You're defending him.
But also, okay, Jose, Maximo, because he's too calm.
Okay.
You frustrate me.
Oh, damn, I'm that low.
Oh, but you're 30. At least you're not Jose.
Okay.
At least you're not Jose.
Wow.
Jose's bottom.
That's a crazy story.
I know who's your favorite.
Who's my favorite?
Angie, because the cheese man. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God. Comadres.
I was going to say Maximo, but...
You just put Maximo second.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Okay.
I'm hated and loved.
From who I hate the most?
Who you hate the most to who you hate the least.
Okay. Jose.
Jose, number one. Why are you laughing, Josh? Ooh, put Josh in there for his editing.
Okay, Jose. Josh. Mm-hmm. Lucha's stupid. I don't know what he does.
Babysits.
Maximo, you, Vic, Angie.
There's still Callie and Irene.
I don't know what Callie does either. So maybe we'll put him fourth.
Okay.
And then Irene, she's been here for 2 weeks.
I guess, like her a lot, though.
I know.
I like her a lot.
Never seen you be nice to somebody that...
Is a girl?
Is a girl.
You know why? Even guys get it. Okay. You all get the asshole letty, right?
Yeah, we all get
cuando no trabajen.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, girls get by not trabajando, but this works. Hard. So I respect it. I respect a hardworking girl. Here.
I'm not calling you that, Irene.
She knows. Well,
she would laugh. She would.
No, but I'm not calling you.
Yeah.
I'm not.
It's me.
Your words.
Like my.
Yeah. That's like your. That's just me.
Other people call her bad. I call her good.
You're saying like that.
Like that.
Yeah. I was trying to make a joke out of it. You fucking guy.
I like a hardworking person, guy or girl. So don't say like I'm only mean to girls because literally you've all gotten it from me.
Yeah, you said
as
it.
Men.
Yeah, facts.
So.
Yeah. Yes.
What about you?
What about me? Most hated to most loved. Let's see. What I hate today. Who have I hated this season?
By the way,
this season, you know what? Jose, you're the most hated for me. Ay, como la rabia, güey.
By the way, you guys, Vic has food poisoning.
Because when you defended him, you defended him to me that I'm just like, dog, what the f-?
And I'm like, let the fool just get you. I'm like, let the guy let him. He's like, nah, fool.
No.
Like, fool, let the told me, nah, fool. I don't know what to say.
Keep saying, like, I would do my job if I had this piece of equipment. So I get the piece of equipment. And then it's like, oh, I would do my job if I had this software. Get him the software. Oh, I would do my job if the Wi-Fi was better. Get like, it's like any chance he gets, he moves the goalpost. And that pisses me off. Instead of my bad, Letty, I'm a procrastinator. That means he procrastinates and race at the same time. I don't know which one gets the.
And proposes to on live.
Proposes to
weekend fool. I'm on your ass right
now. Shout out to Jose.
Actually, we shouldn't be talking about Jose.
He knows where the bodies are buried.
Jose, Lucha, because he's been working on the fucking clips for 5,000 years. Like, literally, that's what I had him come in here for. He's supposed to be here to help Jose. I don't know how he helps.
Moral support.
Good wankers.
Oh, okay.
when you scream at Jose, they when we take breaks, they text each other. And Lucha encourages him to that everything's gonna be okay.
To stay here?
Yeah, we're in a group chat.
Moral support.
We're in a group chat.
Okay.
Save Jose from himself.
Wow. I'm just looking at Callie. I think he's just gonna get on the bottom just because
he made Irene clean his shoes.
He made Irene clean his shoes. He didn't stand up for us when he should have stood up for
lame.
Us. Yeah.
Okay.
Then it'll go Maximo because, oh my God, we've definitely fought. Me and Maximo get the Salvi fight on. It's war. It's a civil war between me and Maximo.
It's a
civil
awkward.
Salvi war.
Once a month.
So awkward.
Vic, as much as people want to say that I hate you, I don't hate you as much as I hate all of those people, but I do hate you right there. Like, you're after Maximo. But it's just like
that's an improvement from last week.
Definitely an improvement.
Or last season. Yeah.
And you know why, too.
Yeah.
But it's love.
Yeah, positivity.
And there's been a lot of positivity between you and I.
Many positive actions. You know what I'm saying?
All of that.
I don't know what you're saying.
Okay. And then
the way
it goes,
you said that, why you whispered to my ear?
And then it goes, Irene.
Yeah, maybe.
I really like what Irene. She's a hardworking girl. And now it's between you, Josh, and Angie, right?
Yes.
So you guys will get mad if I choose Josh before anybody because you guys will be like, what the fuck does he do? He fucking loses footage. And then, so, I'll put Josh.
I recovered it. You can't keep saying that.
No, I know, but they say that. Yeah, they say that, and just like how, just like how Duno has to defend Jose, I have to defend you.
Yeah, okay. Well, I made it pretty high, so I'll take this.
Yeah. I adore you, Josh. You know that. You know I adore you. And then, so now it's between Angie and Duno.
You're so annoying, bro.
Look at Angie.
Who should it be? Who should it be? Who should it be?
She's nervous in the cut.
Ours is work related. Angie's is personal, so I think it should be Angie than me. Because Angie's a great worker.
Angie's a great. Angie is great at her segment. Angie's great at her segment. I've felt a little left out with Angie this season. I've felt that, like, she, me and her are co-workers versus friends. Yeah, we had a girl date, though, this past week.
That's good.
And it was really good. Juno told me he's hated me for the last month, so that's 4 episodes of the 30 that at least 4 episodes he's hated me. Ah, fuck, where do I go from here?
That's a better, like, percentage than me hating you on 30 episodes.
Well, I don't know. You just said this last month, so I don't know what the other ones entail.
Yeah, but last month was a very hard month.
Yeah. Okay, then it's gonna go Duno, then Angie.
Okay, I'll take that.
Okay, okay. Oh, Vic, your turn. That was hard.
Oh, man.
Yeah, talk about all the motherfuckers you hate. Come on.
Okay.
But don't make it racist. Wow. His least is gonna be the darkest one.
Yo, yeah, it's gonna be a color
damn
palette.
It. By the way, yeah, by the way, well, they called Angie a dirty way. Mexican.
Yeah, that's
I did
crazy.
Not call her that.
That's crazy coming from you. Literally, wow. Duno could say it or Maximo could say it, and it wouldn't be as bad as
the guy
you
with the Mexico
it.
Jersey can't yeah. say it. Okay, all
it's a
right.
fake Mexico jersey.
It's a Mexico jersey.
Okay, so talk about it. Who's your least favorite?
Who's my okay? So I have to list my least yeah. favorite first. My least favorite
Taco Bell,
probably Cali.
Yeah,
my least favorite because he doesn't get Starbucks. He wants if we ask him for coffee, he has like a comment to make, and then he gets us coffee bean.
Wow!
But I love him. He's my brother.
Why?
Starbucks funds the Israeli government.
Oh,
like,
I'm so sorry.
And then
I
Cali's
thought it was like some Dallas
refugee.
Thing. Okay, no, like you and Dallas are boycotting. You know who Dallas is.
Chicken Nugget.
Chicken Nugget.
No. Let me see. Okay. Second least favorite. I'll say Maximo. Even though cool. I love him. But it's like sometimes it's just.
Fast forward,
just
bro.
Say why you hate people, bro.
Hurry
just
up,
do
man.
It.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't know. I fucking hate everybody right now. How about that?
No. Come on, Vic.
I fucking hate everybody except Josh, because Josh just be laughing in the cut. It's just like, and I like his attitude. Anytime you tell him anything, he's like, it's your fucking fault.
Yeah, he throws it right
I like
back
that
at
attitude,
you. And then
I'm
look at you,
lying.
Can't fight Josh, because it's Josh. Like, you probably fuck all of us up.
That's just, to be honest. I hate that Jose, I ask Jose for clips, and he doesn't send them. And then I have to remember, and then I forget. And then when I get them, I don't want to post them anymore.
Because they're so late.
Because things have changed in my life since. I hate Lucha because I want to see some clips and I've never seen clips.
Never seen clips. Literally since last season. That was a joke.
What else? I hate Duno sometimes because he doesn't want to wake up early.
Love
it.
It
makes it a big deal.
Man of the people, Victor.
I hate Letty sometimes when she doesn't let me talk.
Don't say that because now
you can't respond if nobody else responds.
Wait, but it hasn't been happening lately.
You can't
so
respond.
I appreciate that.
Wait, I didn't know we were given why we hate them.
Yeah. What did I say?
Oh, Vic.
No, let him go.
Two-faced bitch.
Let him go.
And then
Letty, she fucking questions everything we fucking do.
Yeah.
Maximo, stop
Hold
being
on.
A fucking
There's
peacemaker.
Angie and Irene left.
Already?
Oh, yeah. Irene can't hate Irene. You can't hate Irene.
Okay.
I don't hate her at all.
So who's top? Angie or Irene?
I'll say Irene, and then Angie's.
And then Angie. Damn, dog, he hates you more than he hates me. Because it goes Irene, Angie, me, then you. As
Who's counting,
as
though?
Me.
Who's counting?
They're only going to last a month. He hated you for 2 years after that.
And also because me and Duna haven't gone to the gym lately. We haven't bonded. I feel like
for you haven't gone to the gym lately.
I know. I know. I've been getting fucking food poisoning and shit.
No, you got food poisoning yesterday, bitch. You haven't gone to the gym. We went 2 days out of like a week and you quit. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened.
Consistency. That's what the girls say too.
Yeah.
You know, you're here 2 times and you think it's all gonna be good.
2 IG posts and then it's over.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those fucking episodes.
You guys, why did we do that? Can we just drink a little bit? Shout out to Michi Chewy.
Shout out Michi Chewy.
Because they made drinks for us for our 90th episode. They remembered that we did a 90s theme, that we said that. And then we forgot of our 90s theme. But I low-key feel like I got some of Leah vibes. 90s. And then my haircut looks like the fucking Rachel.
The Rachel?
Yeah, from Friends.
From Friends?
It's okay, oh, it'll grow. It'll grow.
Episode one, I mean, one of the drinks is Don Chilam Loco. Mm-hmm.
Why are you laughing, Angie?
L.A. based in Buyers, CNR in my brown bag, and Voices of L.A.
I love this because in my brown bag is a keto-friendly Moscow Mule. They did it with vodka and a diet ginger beer. And what else is it? Lime?
Did you have lime juice? Wrong?
Mint. And they put little pieces of apple, but the apple is a carb, so I removed it.
What? ¿Qué dijo el güey? He's out of it.
What did he say?
No. I don't know. I just heard somebody say mints, and I was like, what?
No.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Mids? M-I-D-S? No.
Oh, mids.
No.
Like the shoes? Yeah. Oh, no. Me?
Wait, no, her. Me? Is it because you're short?
What? The cool grays.
I know what the fuck they are, dumbass. But are they mid?
I don't know.
Mids.
This is
No,
they're not, right?
Inshallah. No, look how fucking downer the fool is, though.
Yeah, you're gangster as hell.
Yeah, fucking Crenshaw, dog.
Crenshaw, dog.
All right, well, why are you trying to... Are those mids?
No, they're EPTM. You can buy them with brown bag.
Not your fucking pants.
Oh, no.
Your shoes.
Air Force. Busted ones, too. Shout out you for your shoe. You've been on crack lately.
I know.
But think about Letty, she's gonna dress nice at 6 a.m. I don't fucking get it. I don't know why.
Because we're on camera, dog. And you know what? You guys can dress however you want, but people will always judge the girl.
But you don't only see your boobs and up.
I know. I wish that I could fucking have a better life.
Don't mind me.
You guys, this drink is great. This drink is great. Did I mention it had vodka in it?
So. And it doesn't
and
get
then they put a beeper.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
And then I can drink as much as I want because it has no carbs. So big up to, shout out to Michi Chewy. We haven't seen you guys in a while. It's been a long time.
I asked them right now while we're ordering the drink. I was asking, I was like, hey, what the fuck did you guys, when did you guys meet us? They're like episode 9. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. Wow. They came like, for the 10th, right?
Oh, yeah.
They've been here every season finale.
Episodes later.
Fucking... That's a long time, dog.
And they love us.
That's a very long time. That's like crackhead shit.
No.
It's not crackhead shit?
I really like your shirt. Maximo has a Latinos World Cup shirt.
This is a FIFA shirt.
Oh, yeah, FIFA. Mm-hmm.
Did you buy it offline?
Yes, I did.
Mm. Did you see Latino World Order is a new thing now for after WrestleMania?
Yeah, it's back.
Oh, LWO, yeah.
The Latino World Order. I want to be a part of it.
What is it?
It's a wrestling
I guess
thing.
It's like how NWO and New World Order, they made Latino World Order. And I'm assuming that it was Eddie Guerrero and it was...
Conan.
Back then,
And so now they're like redoing it.
So it's like a new league kind of?
Yeah, probably Bad Bunny's going to be
No, it's like a team.
Yeah, it's like a crew.
Yeah. Like ASAP Mob. It's like Latino World Order.
Okay.
They've been helping out Rey Mysterio anytime he needs help.
Yep.
Anytime he's going to beat his son.
He whoops his son.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he won.
Dog, you missed. You should have gone. That shit was...
I don't know
if I wanted to be.
And by the way, this drops on Thursday, so literally, I know we're talking about something really late, but we're recording on Monday, so.
Yeah, but they went. I don't know if I wanted to be with you guys at WrestleMania. It seemed like a very like family oriented type of thing.
No, it was just a bunch of nerds.
I don't know about them, but I was turning up.
It was just a bunch of nerds and us.
Yeah, I know. Like I saw the picture. There was like a fat Asian dude behind you guys, and I was like, I just know he fucking.
Bro, all the people around us were like hella nerdy. Like this dude had a sign. He's like, Logan Paul can't read, and then like he was just like, and I was like,
it's pretty funny.
Yeah, but it's like you just have to get in that vibe. Like just everybody's everybody's goofy serious, there, bro. You know? Yeah, everybody's goofy.
Like, yeah, it's like make believe time.
Yeah. It's dope though because everybody participates.
It's like their version of like Mario World.
Yeah, something like that.
Oops. And how was the you run into any fans?
Yeah. Vic said he kept getting recognized.
Yeah, I ran into a few. The guy that showed me my seat, he was a fan of the podcast. Shout out to you, brother. You sent me the wrong way, but it's all good. And then it was
Lieutenant Josh hanging out with the baby.
Right, can we get to that? Shout out to WrestleMania. They had fun. Yeah. There's a lot of drama going on within the crew. And we got to, like you know, the season finale is always full of, like, fucking suspense.
Cliffhangers.
So let's get.
Oh, my fucking
Let's get
God.
To the
He's
fucking suspense.
Real. He's getting real.
Lucha. I promise you, we won't say super detailed.
Okay, look. Lucha is our highest viewed episode as of right now. Because he got broken up with and heartbroken at the Bad Bunny concert, okay? Girl cheated on him through email. He found out. He went to the Bad Bunny concert and was stalking her and was crying. Right? Yes, no, tell me wrong. Yeah. In a nutshell.
Yeah.
So now he has a new vibe. But Babysitter's Club. And somehow Josh is tied into it. I don't understand, okay, Josh.
Yeah, Monrovians.
I don't understand.
Let me talk about it.
Yeah, break it down.
You guys are not
going to
talk about it?
They're
not going to
talk about it because they don't want to get into details. Oh, I won't get Josh, God. Lucha. I'm going to spare you guys this time. But next time, keep your fucking comments to yourself. Because if you guys want us to talk about it, if we could talk about our problems and our shit's
out in the open, bitches.
Yeah.
These two fools.
Oh, I like that it's getting warm. I'm getting sexy. Oh, there's no HR here, little boy.
Little boy?
That's fucking hilarious.
These two fools.
Okay. Josh and Lucha.
Josh and Lucha.
Okay.
They,
can't think.
I'm trying to put in the right words. They both have a thing for people with other kids.
Okay, other people's kids. They have stepdaddy.
Baby mamas.
Yeah, they like. They
step in when another man steps out.
Yeah, they love. Point is.
Just
Josh,
tell the story. Fuck it. We'll dolphin it if it needs to be dolphin, but tell the fucking story.
Josh.
I pulled up to Lucia's house and he was watching a newborn baby.
Thank you.
That's a great description.
So they're like friends now. They're like best friends now. Lucha and Josh, they're like best friends. They're both from Monrovia. They happened to go to high school together. They didn't know each other. They met each other during the pod when we brought Lucha in.
Yeah.
And now they're besties. They live down the street from each other. They love to smoke weed. Josh was like, hey, Lucha, let's get high. Lucha was like, I can't get high right now, but you could pull up and we could hang out with my 3-month-old baby that's not mine. and then while we're making fun of Josh because his bitch is getting fucked.
Whoa.
You didn't hear that.
But he's saying that you're only over there because you're having the problems on your own with your girl.
Oh, yeah.
You thought she was cheating on you.
Yeah, he kind of did. So I guess Josh went over to Lucha's, talk about his bitch getting fucked, but she's not really getting fucked. And then Josh was like,
it was
who's
just
this?
In his mind?
And then I don't know what
why,
it was.
Josh?
And then
why
and then
like
Lucha
that?
Was like, well, hey, me and this 3-month-old baby that's not mine either could help you with your problems. And bada bing, bada boom. And then Josh, while we're making fun of Josh, he just screams, Lucha, the 3-month-old baby is not his. just so we can get over the fact that his bitch is getting fucked, and now we're here.
Okay, there's so much. There's so much to dissect, and I'm so happy. First of all, Lucha, thank you for stepping in.
Yes.
Someone had to.
Incredible. What the fuck is she doing that you're watching her kid and she's not there?
So she had to get rushed to the emergency room, and none of her family was around, and she's like, hey, I'm going to Uber myself to the emergency room, or could you do me a favor and drive me and leave me at the emergency
room? Right, and then...
So me and her are really cool friends. Like, we've been friends And I've been friends with her for years, even before
she had. So can you... Will you watch my kids?
You don't smell
it? Friends.
I'm a good babysitter.
All right, Jose Luis, when can they go over?
But
I'll Uber them to you.
They didn't allow the baby in the emergency room when she was going in, and she has no family around or anything, so they're like, you gotta take the baby. Like, the baby can't be in here. He's only
your only hope.
So I'm like, bro, what am I gonna do? She's like, can you
put on the
luchador
mask and
pick
save
him
the
up
day.
Later tonight? And I was like, I'm stuck with her car, I'm stuck with the baby, and
their bills.
I took the baby to my place, and I had to wait,
and
Josh
wants
was like,
to get
hey,
high.
Bro, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm babysitting the baby right now, and Josh was like, well, let me come on over, and it went to a vent session after that.
And then the baby was crying, I was like, he's hungry, pull your tit out.
But I'm trying to figure out, right? So they're telling us this story, and I'm like, okay, Lucha's a nice guy, he's a simp,
wait, hold on.
He's tricking,
he's a
nice guy. And the homies in love.
I think our simp to pimp ratio is really bad, just so you guys know. There's a lot of simps in here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of simps. I think there's only two pimps.
It was
one
very
of them's me, the other's Maximo.
That's right.
It was very
Wait,
gloomy.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I don't think you're a pimp. Well, I think you're a simp. What have you done that's a pimp?
Slap my bitch.
Okay, that's domestic.
I didn't slap my bitch. I didn't slap my bitch.
Ilias.
Nah, slap that bitch. Nah, I'm just kidding. I never physically hurt a woman to make them feel less than themselves.
Only because they wanted.
Only did it during sexual times.
All right.
With their consent.
Irene's here. Hey, Irene. Okay, so you babysat before, right? Kids that are not yours.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you hear? Do you hear Lucha's story?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay, what do you think?
I don't know. I would leave my baby with some fools.
No matter how much of a friend you are, unless you're my man, I'm not leaving my kids with you. Yeah.
But also,
like, I wouldn't leave the boys.
He's calling her a friend, but I think he's a stepdad.
He's a stepdad.
Okay, are you guys friends? Wait. How about this? Are you guys?
You're a piece of shit.
Wait. Are you guys friends? Because that's what she wants right now. Are you being like there for her in whatever capacity?
Before she had the baby.
Yeah, well, clearly you said for years.
But I'm saying, like, we started hanging out more before she was like 1-2 months pregnant, like 3 months pregnant.
Hanging out as in fucking?
Like chilling.
How does
like
the breast milk taste?
It was sweet.
See?
Okay. You're going to be there for her for however she needs you, right? Yeah, like, whatever she needs
you. Yeah, because I feel like even 10 years down the line, if I needed some shit, she'd be like, all right, I'm going to come. I got you.
Yeah,
but she trusts you a lot.
No.
Because, like, to leave the baby with, like they said, like, I don't know if I would leave my baby with a guy with a Klux Buxers jacket, you know? Like,
but like, he can't come in here. You got to take him. And there was nobody else to take him.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, but she's also in a certain...
The baby doesn't have a dad or what?
Not around.
Oh. Perfect. Perfect.
His smile. He's like,
why did she just leave the baby alone? That's what my mom did.
I don't know. You were in 3 months, fool. You were not 3 months, and you had sisters.
I had to wait till somebody came to pick up.
Yeah. You did a great job. Yeah, I'm sorry,
we're proud of you.
That also had to be the day that Josh came over.
Theo, Josh.
And Josh is a piece of shit.
Josh's story's even crazy.
Yeah, Josh, your story's even crazy.
Let's get to that.
Nah, what the fuck?
Why are you reflecting, Joshy? Josh, I don't like that you wore gray shorts, bro, because...
Are you looking at his schmeters?
I'm not looking. I just don't like that he wore it.
Okay, HR.
Fix it.
Little
fix
boy.
Fix it, Josh.
Little boy.
I didn't know what the hell we were talking
about. Fucking your bitch getting fucked.
Oh, yeah, no. It wasn't a true story. If it was true, sure, maybe, bro.
But it was something you made up in your head.
Yeah.
Why'd you make it up in your head? What made you think that something was going on? I like that you can admit you were wrong about it, but what made you think?
He was shadowboxing in here. Me and I was like,
talk to us.
Nah, I didn't know. Like, I don't know her friend group. So it was like, it's like a friend. Well, it's like her friend's boyfriend.
It's a dude?
Yeah.
Let's call Thomas.
Have you guys ever been like so wrong about like something when you accuse somebody something?
All the time. I'll do every day.
Yeah, one time I was talking to this girl and then she posted her sister dancing with her sister's man. And her sister
Wait, what?
I didn't know she had a sister and she looked exactly like her. Mm. Like literally almost like twins. And I was like, damn, I was like, how could you? Like,
and then,
I just
like how do you say sorry for that? You know?
I felt
like,
so stupid. Trying, yeah. I felt so stupid.
I mean, but if they look exactly alike, is that
her bad?
No, it's my bad. It was like, I just
jumped
to conclusions.
Or she could finesse it and say that wasn't me.
A man.
It's my sister.
No, that was definitely her. I mean, that definitely not her. It was definitely her sister. It was like, I didn't know she had a sister, you know?
So what happens when you date twins? Do you absolutely want to fuck the other one too?
I mean, I have the same personality, same heart, you know?
Same heart.
You're just saying. I get what you're saying about our pimp ratio.
I told you. Our simp to pimp ratio is crazy. We're down bad, you guys. And it might be like all the rain.
Yeah.
That's been happening.
Can you guys tell me about Jose?
Motherfucker just made. Oh, I would gladly tell you about Jose.
Jose has a
so
crazy story.
We were on the radio earlier, and we were talking about how Vic is like finally ready to like let a certain... relationship or possibility of a relationship go.
Okay, can
he's
you guys?
He's not feeling valued, so he feels like, you know, I gotta step back.
Okay.
But while he was opening up,
fuck it. Can you guys ease me in? So let's talk about Vic's problem first, and then we ease into Jose's.
Okay.
So you're finally start. You're gonna stop running.
Yeah.
Honestly,
the marathon does
like,
not
like,
continue.
Yeah, like Kendrick, tired of running.
I seen that when I seen the comment, "Let's go, Vic."
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh,
he's
super friendship comment.
Yeah.
It's kind of how I comment on these pictures. Get it, girl.
You don't comment on my pictures.
Well, because your tits are always halfway out, and I don't want to comment any. People just are going to run with it.
That's a false narrative.
By the way, Angie's ignoring.
Because they're not always out.
She's not listening.
I'm just calling Prius.
Okay.
Why? Listen to us. You're not a fan or something?
She's listening to
a fan or something.
Spanish.
We need to get this added up.
Okay. I want my whole shit tatted.
Let's go.
I want my whole back tatted, like 50 Cent. I swear to God.
You're going to do shoulder to shoulder?
I want my whole back tatted. I swear to God.
How many sessions do you think? Okay, we'll talk about that right now.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Because I'm down to go get tatted with you. I feel like I need the cleanse. We both.
We
need
that.
Me and you, only me and you. Let's leave this white piece of shit out of it.
Me
and you, me and you.
Did you hear how he said, why he said he hated us?
Me and you, tattoo vibes.
Yeah. Okay. When I talked about how much I hated you, I gave you so much props, and then you're being an asshole. You're just regurgitating what the comments say so that you can push the narrative that isn't real.
I like this.
Joking around, guys.
See? Anyway.
I like this spot.
Anyway, let me talk to you
about... finally, I can tell. Let me talk to you about Vic. Okay.
So, he's valued himself.
I like that.
Like, you know what? I made it up front with her, how he felt about her, and we kind of talked for a little bit, and then I just keep feeling like she's trying to make me earn it, but then also making excuses of why she's not going to do it. So, it's like, at some point, Vic has to be like, you know what? I got to choose me. So, Vic is choosing me, right, Vic?
Fact.
So, we're talking about that on air, and for some reason, I don't know if it was the weather, or if it's Vic opening up, everyone starts opening up.
Irene opened up too.
Yeah, she did. Irene opened up. She just recently blocked the fool that she's been in the.
Why'd you block Jay Borico? He makes great music. No, I'm just kidding.
I actually thought it was you.
Wait, what the fuck?
Right? Right?
You think me and Irene are smashing?
No, that you put her in the friend zone and she was just like, fuck, finally I'm gonna just block him. And I was like, damn, that's why Duno's not here. It was really funny. You had to be there, but you weren't. And so literally we're on like on a break and he's like, you guys, I have a confession. We're like, what's your confession? He's like, I've been talking to this girl for years, and I still don't have her phone number. We're like, what do you mean you've been talking
to her? But you've seen her before?
Yeah. Yeah. So they met on Instagram. They've met in person. He's like, it's gotten intimate. Yeah. Like, it's gotten intimate. He tells her.
See this nails, they're dirty.
He tells her he loves her, but he won't. She won't give him her phone number, and she says it's only for work and for family. And so he's like, fuck it, I'll wait till we're married to get your phone number. But he's really dead set on, like, being in love with her and marrying her. So we asked him, do you think she has a man? And he said, I can't believe that she has a man or else it's not going to work. So he's delusional.
She doesn't have a man.
See? He's telling himself she doesn't have a man, she doesn't have a man, on purpose so that he doesn't feel like she has a man.
You're such a bitch, fool.
Right? I'm telling you, sim to pimp ratio is really, it's hard out here.
Damn, we're a bunch of bitches over here.
Bunch of bitches.
A bunch of yourself.
Hey, bitch.
Just a,
the only person that's done
you a have to me. Block somebody to get over them.
No, it's not to get over them. It's just to let him know that you're not always going to have access to me the way you think
you do. Bend over that ass too fat. Woo, woo. Bend over that ass too fat. Woo, woo. Get on my level, hoes. Come on.
I'm a pimp.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think the only person that's done some pimp shit is Maximo.
No.
This season, the only fool that's done some pimp shit is Maximo.
Why? Because his girl let him get that girl that Puerto
yes,
Rico?
Yes, that's pimp shit.
Did he fuck the bitches?
No, but he could have if he wanted to.
He probably licked one of their ears or something.
Yeah.
What? Did not lick ears, but...
No?
Okay, let's be honest. Popping.
And just
is Maximo the pimp or his girl's the pimp?
Oh. Maximo.
Cool, me.
Maximo the hoe.
Yeah. Maximo's proximity to G Perico makes him the pimp.
Yeah, I think you're around G too much because sometimes he'd be like,
he'd be lacing you with game.
Yeah. He'd be like, I'm not really married with my bitch, but I'm kind of married. You feel me? I'd be like, damn, bro, what does that mean?
We California married.
California
married. But I live in Vegas.
He'd just be pimping. He'd just be doing pimp shit.
All right.
Did you guys see,
don't try to change the subject?
No, but did you guys see G's last Instagram post?
So it's
post?
One pimp.
What was it? What was it?
It said, 10 years ago, you couldn't pay me to eat pussy. Now I eat pussy and ass passionately. Baby, where you at?
Pretty wild.
That's some shit doing over to it.
Right.
That's crazy. All right,
so we got, wait.
Yes.
We got one pimp. Vic is on his way to be a pimp. He's a simp right now, though. I don't know what's going on with you.
Well, what question is your, my pimp status?
What question is your
like, pimp? What makes you think, like, Duno's not a pimp?
I thought you're still not over the girl from, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, but I still have her number and.
Yeah, I know. Every time you tell her, like literally every episode, there's you talking straight to the camera, like almost crying for her.
Come back.
Yeah, I've only done that once.
Yeah, to 300 plus people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're a bitch.
300,000 plus.
You never catch me simple.
Total, you've done it more. More people.
Don't try to turn this on me, you pussy. Yeah. It's not my fault you're over here getting fucking. Tricked on.
I'm a simp because I'm married to someone that won't have sex with me and I'm still married.
Yeah, you're not bad. But I'm, you know what? Okay. I feel you. It's one of those things where it's like, you know what?
Angie's a simp because she got back with her ex.
Oh, yeah, super simp.
Yeah, that's super simp. Super
Lucha's duper. A simp because he's babysitting babies.
Nah, that's the ultimate simp.
And drinking
simp.
The breast yeah. milk from the baby.
That fool's. What's under simp?
Limp. Limp dick.
Pussy bitch.
Irene is a little bit pimp because she blocked the fool. So I'm happy for her. Let's give us like.
But honestly, I've been moving forward. Me and
wait, we're still counting the simps. And okay. Then Jose is very simp. Like he counts as two simps for this shit that he did. Three. He's like a, what is it? Where are you from? Oregon simp. Oh, and Cali. You know Cali's.
Oh, that fool's a big bitch.
He's president.
He's president.
So I mentioned Chewy. They're fucking all googly eyes over each other.
They're leading Chewy. Yeah.
I'm in love too.
Yeah, but she's not in love back. There are a bunch of imagination shifts going on, including myself.
Honestly,
including me.
Did you see Cali's story yesterday when, like, he put the top down and then the hair just blowing in the wind and he's just like, he has the biggest, he's like.
What, his girl's hair? Because definitely not his hair.
No, definitely not his hair. Okay. But like, he has the biggest smile. Something with my babe. Yeah, he has the biggest smile in the world and I'm like, oh my God.
What the fuck? How are we going to do this
shit? I aspire to be
this happy
one day.
What are we
going
to do this summer, you guys? We got to come back pimping.
Okay, wait, can I defend myself?
Okay, go ahead.
And would you allow me? Why are you going to cry for me?
I love
you. Don't miss that bitch no more. Fucking moving on. We actually, fuck.
You actually okay. Fuck?
No.
Oh, he's not chilling, sex.
Oh, here comes Simp President. Yeah. That man's bitch over there.
The president of the Simp.
Simpio. CEO of the Pimp Simps.
Hey, I'm happy on this side.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we're just down bad. We only have 1.5 pimps, you guys.
No, bro, I'm a P.
You're not.
Okay.
You're not.
I don't know.
Right? So fuck you.
You're not.
I'm taking the video right
he's
now.
He's a simp.
Mister, I want to sing a shot to you in front of all the homies.
Yeah.
Shut up, you bitch.
I think it was my boo. I think it was Alicia Keys. Yeah, that alone is why you're a simp.
She be with other fools more than you.
Yeah. Well, he knows that. He's moving on.
You
he's getting better.
I'm on your ass right now.
He's actually doing better. He's in like.
You see her once
like,
a month.
Facts.
He's in like simp rehab right now. He's like, he's detoxing from her.
I'm his sponsor.
Yeah.
we're both moving forward from the love of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
I'm moving forward.
Yeah, it took you some years.
Okay, chill the fuck out.
How long has it been?
I'm moving on, Pops. She made a phone call yesterday. I was like, hey, I'm busy right now. You gotta hit me later. And she's like, oh, okay.
Ashley hit you?
She was used to the. Talk whenever.
Anytime. The convenience. I was telling Vic, you're not a convenience store.
Yeah, she was. No, not. It wasn't a convenience, but it was always like the runaround. But now it's like, you feel me? We had a conversation. I was like, yeah, I'm doing my thing. It's nothing crazy. We're not talking about like, I'm not like, I love you type shit. It was just more like, how you been? It's cool. I see you doing this. I've seen this. I've seen this video. I've seen that video. Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, I'm going to hit you for. I'm busy right now. Boom. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
All right, that's right, Vic. That's right.
But I'm still fucking hold on the side. Like.
Yeah, but you're fucking them because you can't fuck her. Like, a little bit sad about it.
That's not why.
Yeah. What's the song? What's the SZA song?
His voice?
I fuck him because I miss you.
I fuck him because I miss you.
Fuck him because I really miss you. And it's in rock vibes, too. Yeah. It's like pop punk.
Biggest girl just fucks him. Oh, what? Sorry. What?
They don't fuck.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
They don't fuck.
Hey, nah, the homie was down crazy, huh?
Which one?
This fool.
Yeah, he was down
this fool shit was crazy. Damn, you got curvy. Damn, you've had bad luck since you started the
so
podcast.
So that's just like, the goal for season four. The goal for season four.
We're fucking pimping and slapping hoes. Okay, without slapping the hoes, we're making money off these bitches. It's over with. No. Fuck you if you moved on after three
months.
We're
coming back. Like, our theme for next season is pimps. We're going to do a whole pimp shoot.
That'd be cool.
Big pimping. The biggest simp? I don't know. Biggest simp of the season.
Josh. I mean, Josh, what the fuck?
Cali.
No. Cali and
yeah,
the avocado. And Vic.
Yeah, because Cali has just been consistently simping.
Yeah,
like since avocado toast to the Rolexes.
Yeah,
he's making it seem simping normal.
Yeah,
he's normalized simping.
Which there's nothing wrong, but you got to think like spring break is upon us, summer is upon us. Like that's really gonna be your test, dog.
Yeah, you know.
I know
why
you're gonna
is.
Keep her inside, but like it's gonna be your test.
No.
I know she's gonna be on curfew, but.
Yeah, for the tracker.
Definitely put her on houses. Air tags on her.
Air tags?
You have an air tag on her car?
Oh, no.
Nah.
That was one time.
Nah. She searched her location.
Fuck, you're a bitch. You have an air tag on her?
No. He treats her like an op. Need to know where she's at all times.
That is common.
Well,
that's what drops her off and picks her up. Whenever I meet with him, I only meet with him between the hours of 10 and 3.
I love it. Hilarious. And that's where she's working.
And that's what I learned more Spanish since then. You ever know who Angelica Cavale is now?
He doesn't listen to our show, but he listens to theirs.
Yeah. That's funny as fuck.
Well, shout out to us. Well, just know that's our goal for next season.
No, but I think just.
So if you are also a simp, you're not alone. It's happening to all of us. We got
to
get it together.
I'm trying to be a bigger simp next season, to be honest.
Fuck, Vic. You're not helping our fucking streak.
I'm trying to settle down, guys. I'm getting old. Like, you feel me? Yeah, I need help. I need somebody to, like, fold my clothes and cook for me, you know?
I think you can be with someone. You could be with someone.
Stop talking about my mom like that.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not AD.
You could be with someone and not be a simp. Like, T-Rell is not a simp, but he's with someone.
Behind closed doors, the homie's a bitch. So is AD. AD, he's like, them fools talk a good one on camera.
Yeah.
But before I've heard like them, like if we've heard talk, like T-Rell simps in other ways.
I don't see him simping.
They've also been together for 10 plus years.
Yeah. You could be with someone and not be a simp. I just feel like we just got to get it together. I know, like this fool's not with someone and he's not a simp.
True.
He's just there quiet as can be. Fucking. Yeah.
Is Maximo what we all want in a relationship?
Salvadorian?
He's dating a Chilean.
Yes.
No, he. Oh, I thought you said.
Oh yeah, like I mean, in a sense. I don't want Maximo, but I mean, like in a sense.
Maximo's
like,
what we all want, right? At the end of the day.
He pimps all of us.
He just keeps winking at all of us.
And for the record, okay, the video. Wait, you fucking did me dirty on the fucking video. So last episode, Maximo winked
at
me.
Why? Did people think they're fucking?
No. Because so what happened was the camera's not on Maximo, so they didn't see Maximo winking at me. When Maximo winked at me, I winked back out of like reflex. Like someone does something to you, you do it back. Someone says hi, you say hi back. He winked and I winked back, and then I was like, that's weird. And then that's when I reacted. So then once I winked, I was like, bro, that's crazy. But all the video saw was me winking at him. And then low-key being like, Maximo winked at me, so it looked like I lied on him. But I didn't, right?
Oh, no, man.
Just kidding. She's going to get pissed.
No, I'm kidding. I was just trolling you, yes.
Yes, you winked at me.
Yes. Because first I got Duno, and then I was like, I'm going to get Latinx.
But do you see how it was weird? Because I winked back, and then I'm like, wait, that's weird. That Why'd hilarious. You wink at me?
Nah, when this would flip me off, I did that all weekend to the homies. Straight at them, and I was like... No, it's good. Okay. Maximo has a stupid face. So, that's why I think your relationship works, because I feel like when your girl screams at you, I feel like you're like...
Uh-huh. When I scream at him, he's like...
He puts the Goomba face on.
He's so cute, Angie.
Yeah, when Letty... Okay, you guys. Honestly,
oh, my God.
Fucking, we've been
let
like...
Let it out. We're not going to see each other for 2 weeks. Just kidding. We're going to see each other.
Every day.
Stop. Go. What?
So hey. We've been around each other for the last, like, every...
A lot.
So at some point, you know, like, sometimes I'm sitting there, and I'm like, it's 7. And then I just see Letty go like, dude! And he just, like, looks like he got to take a shit. And I'm like, pobrecito. I want to hug that fool, but I already have enough time hugging that fool, the other fool over there. So I
could, who are you hugging?
Jose.
Jose, when you scream at him.
All right, let's talk about it real quick. Because I'll be the bad guy, but I get shit done, okay? When I have chosen to let myself off the like, reins... Then now he's the bad guy in the chat. Where's this? Where's that? Blah, blah, blah. But everyone listens when Duno says it. And I hit him on the side like, thank you for saying something. Because usually it's me that's like, hey, where the reels at? Hey, who's posting the reels? And no one listens to me because it's just Letty. That's how she is. She yells or whatever. But now you see what I go through.
Yeah. No, but you do. It's because it's different for the pod. It's because it's more funny when you're there and it's like,
oh, gosh. Oh, fuck. It's so funny.
We're all on edge when it's going to be our turn.
Not anymore.
Thank
Not
you.
Anymore.
Thank you.
She's gotten better.
One thing this year has been like tough for him. This month has been tough for me. But Letty has been on some like hippie vibes.
I have.
Love it.
I'm taking shrooms now.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it fucking helps me.
If edibles make you horny.
Oh, yeah, I'm on edibles. I haven't done shrooms because shrooms does make me horny. Edibles just make me happy. They know. I got some blue skies for you. But are they edible? Whoa. Shout out to Big Chief. Tap in, bitch.
Shout out to Big Chief. Tap in, bitch. Josh is like, that's not my company.
He's like, I just told you the name of my company.
I need another drink, Michi Chewy. Hurry the fuck up.
Let me get one too.
You have Blueskis?
Oh, you.
But my special drink for my
you
tummy.
You need my cup?
The one for my tummy.
Yeah, with one shot.
Yeah, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this fiance shit with the Dodgers. The dude that proposed and then he got his ass beat.
Oh, okay.
Why did the fool tackle him so hard?
Okay.
I didn't like that. That was so unnecessary.
Okay,
like,
this happened 2 weeks ago. Dodgers opening day.
Oh, fuck. It was a week ago.
No, by the time this drops, it'll be
on Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. Opening day was what day? Thursday.
That's Thursday.
Yeah, so a week. It's been a week.
1 week.
Yeah.
That fool got, he got like fucking.
Well, Brownback, shout out to them because they're listeners.
Oh,
of the
they're
podcast.
Brownback fans.
Yeah. Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Angie checked them out, and I guess the girl said they should listen to us.
Yeah. Facts.
Ramona?
Ramona, you owe this fool so much pussy.
So much pussy.
Ramona, you just
so
gotta,
many kids. You can't nag him. You gotta be another sin.
Don't you fucking talk back, Ramona.
Don't you talk back. Like, not I right. feel what? Like half his body won't work.
Shout out, Ramona. Nah, but fool. Like, the security guard, okay, I understand if he was protesting, like some people. And he was doing just wild shit. Like, if he ran up there butt naked, I get it, you know? Tackle that fool.
He was doing
some peaceful, cool shit. And I get it, like, the players, their safety. But he did it, honestly, because he was really trying to show off. Yeah. For, you know, that fool was simping. And he watches the Brownback, so I guess, fuck how we are simps. We're fucking down bad.
Even our fans are simps.
Simp energy.
Our fans are on the field, looking away
Michi
from Chui's everything.
Big simp. They have a company together. Thing.
And it's like, I wonder, because this is something.
Have you guys ever seen Michi Chui kiss?
Oh my, kiss, bitch.
No, I don't want to see
Kiss. Okay, now.
So cute.
Okay, now, kiff. Mike Tyson.
Hold on, check this out.
I didn't even go to my list.
No.
No.
No, you ever seen the meme where he makes like a bird's
kiss?
Okay, now, kiff.
So he was bended down on his knees. And I'm wondering if he's seeing from the side that someone's running towards him. Because you have to see from your
peripheral vision
that someone's coming at you, dog.
Love is blind.
He did, yeah. He did it. Thank you, Mamacita.
That shit probably didn't even cross his mind.
Nah, that fool got fucking crazy.
Nah, can you imagine, like, all those people in the crowd, like, screaming and, like, so much going on?
Some dope, no, but.
You lose, like, that sense. Like,
oh, dog. No. He didn't see him at all. Look. He didn't see him at all.
That was like Lucha.
All right, can you go back a little? Just a little. Go back a little.
Do you have to propose to be a stepdad? Oh, thank you.
Okay, did she say yes?
Yeah, you proposed to the
She
kid.
Said yes, right?
She did say yes.
Yeah, she said yes.
Yeah.
He's so happy. Where's she at?
And then just, boom!
It never gets old, honestly. I watched this like 100 times.
Yeah.
Did they put cuffs on him?
Yeah. No, they just carried him out. But I'm glad that they're fucking actually. She said yes.
That was before?
She's a baddie?
She's a brown bag baddie.
Yeah, she is a brown bag baddie.
And she's a chola. She got Cortezes on with leggings and the LA socks over the leggings.
Those are not Cortezes, fool.
Those are Air Forces, no?
Those are Air Forces?
Those are just Nikes. They're not even Air Forces.
What the fuck are those?
Get it together.
They're low blazers?
Oh, those are low blazers.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
That's our fan.
Gives a fuck, she can't dress.
Ramona told us to. He's a simp, Ramona. He's mad that you're taking.
I once wore camo in.
He wishes that he could propose.
Remember,
the way that
once, remember when I wore like a fucking
camo
picnic?
And flannel?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You got cooked that episode. And then you blamed it on me.
Hey, players fuck up sometimes. You know what I mean?
Oh,
man. I don't even shout to them, though.
I know what you mean. Shut up, pussy.
You're not a player, Jose.
Yeah, he's a bitch. Mr. Wanker. Fuck you, Jose. Let's get him.
Okay.
So the guy that actually...
It's spicy,
he got banned for 1 year.
He got... Yeah, 1 year is cool.
That's yeah, not so bad. That's not bad. Yeah.
How do they know who you are?
Yeah.
Is there like a... Is there like a phase detector?
Oh, like...
Oh.
If you were to come in...
Like, it's COVID vibes. Did he wear a mask?
Sure.
I mean, I'm sure they, like, get his ID out of his wallet and stuff.
Yeah, but, like, the next time he comes, how would they know? He looks like every other Mexican.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah, they don't have that at Dodger Stadium, though.
They
might. You don't know.
Yeah, they might.
Mm. 1 year is cool, though, but Fuck, he can't go to a Dodger. He can't go to a Dodger game all over a year. Yeah, that was a super simple.
Well, he has to save for a wedding, so he probably wasn't gonna go anyway.
If you put a filter on, or you fucking put Facetune, or you fucking do some shit that changes your photo, at least if you're in France, there's a proposed bill that you have to acknowledge it. Like how some people say this is a paid ad or whatever when they're doing a commercial for a brand, you have to say, hey, this ain't really me, I edited it myself, which is crazy.
Super crazy.
Because everyone would have to do that shit. And you know what's funny? Because we clown girls. Because a lot of girls use filters. Like, there's so many filters that look so real. But fools be using filters, too. And editing. So I think that'd be funny.
So you people usually put no filter hashtag. But now they're going to put hashtag yes filter.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But why? Why is this bill being proposed? Is it for, like, catfishing vibes?
Definitely catfishing, yeah. But...
this would never happen in America.
No, it already happened. No.
In America, you have to put...
In Texas.
I think this will happen in America.
You can't use filters in Texas.
Like on Instagram, there's no filter.
You know why? Just because the deepfake stuff is so real now. Yeah. The AI shit is so real now.
Yeah.
That it's getting scary. Like the photos of the Pope, shit like that.
Oh, yeah. Facts. I see what you're saying. Even like those videos of when Trump was getting, those pictures when Trump was getting arrested.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's just crazy. By the way, he turned himself in today.
Kind of turned himself in. He's gonna go to court tomorrow. He flew out to where it's gonna be at. And so this drops on Thursday, so we'll know more on Thursday.
Yeah, thanks.
Have you guys ever used a filter?
Yes. Make
and do no?
Yeah. No. Like a filter to fucking like make my face look skinnier?
Like
yes. No, I've used a coloring like
smoother,
one.
Smoother skin?
Yeah, smoother skin. Facing your double chin.
Facing the double chin?
Jose said that he did that for you.
You that for me? For a thumbnail? For a thumbnail? Facts.
Oh, he does it for us, so we don't even know.
You guys have already, yes, you guys have had photos. Yeah, I've... Because I've sent them to the fucking editor. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But a lot of those have to do with how you, like, me and Vic kind of post wild shit. I already post wild shit, but, yeah. I mean, if I can make myself look nicer, fuck yeah.
I feel
yeah.
like both of you have done the dog filter.
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah.
Simp. Yeah. Yeah, definitely simping. Definitely simping.
I was big dumb. I used to like that sound, too.
Yeah. You still like that sound.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
I'm getting used to posting more without a filter because I want to just love myself, one, but two, like, it's cool. Fuck it. I think we get so caught up on what we could look like. Filters make us all look bomb, but we'll get obsessed with that. I read that there's girls that are going more and more to plastic surgeons and showing them their photo in a filter. Like, get me like this. But, like, filters make your eyes bigger, your face a different shape. So it's stuff that cosmetic surgery really can't do. But that's what's a trip to me. I just don't want to get caught up in only using filters and then that fucking up my own perception of myself. Because you're never going to be that version of you. It's different from, like, oh, trying to look like somebody else. You already know that's a whole different person.
Right.
But when you use a filter, it's you in a different form, right? And that could really fuck up your own perception of you. So
yeah, what about 100%. Like would like better lighting be considered a filter? Mm-mm. Because we all like better lighting. Like I love better lighting.
Yeah,
shit. The better lighting,
bad
the better.
Lighting makes you look really bad. Like all of us, you know. It's like
speak for yourself.
No. I mean, I've seen like bad lighting myself. I'm like, damn, I really look this bad.
Oh no, you don't.
But it's like, just how you pose. But with good lighting, it's like
it's just your poses.
Even the cameras though on your phone, you're never gonna look like the way you look like on the photos
that
on the
part.
Phone.
Yeah.
Because even technically, this camera is a filter in itself.
Ooh,
like,
speak
way,
on
you
it.
You know what I mean?
Preach.
It's also
preach
the FBI.
It's also the FBI. But it's true because the angle is crazy on me. Sometimes I gotta fix myself. I'll be seeing this shit. I'll be like, God damn. Some other angles, I look better. It's just, you know what it is?
Yeah.
It is what it is. Go to the gym, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I'm at the gym. What have you guys been listening to lately?
What have I been listening to lately? Karol G's new album, Porque Mañana Será Bonito.
That's really been your vibe right now?
Oh, my God. So I hate that she is not going to tour. Angie told me she's not touring this year. Because I'm like, dude, we have to go to the fucking concert. We're going to get Karol G. Angie, we're recording so we can talk.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get, like, the freaking outfits, vibes, all crazy.
Why is she not touring?
She just said she's taking a break. She's not touring this year.
She toured a lot last 2 years.
Yeah, that's what I was telling Letty. She went. She toured back to back without an album, with an album, and then she went back without an album. And then she dropped this album, and now she's not dropping.
And the album
makes no sense. Yeah.
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 I've been a big I've been on big on the.
I
on
feel
the
like oldies. You. Well, let me just say how you haven't listened to that album, even though I've told you to listen to it, and I feel like you're just not listening to it because I told you to listen to it, and like your whole thing is whatever like he tells me to do. I'm gonna do the opposite.
You haven't listened to it.
That shit is a good ass album. Good album.
Great album. You're missing out.
Yeah. You want another top 30 songs I've been listening to?
Sure.
If it's oldies.
This is the Things I Get by Barbara Lynn.
Barbara.
It's spelled weird.
It's dyslexia.
You see?
It's spelled Barbara, bro.
No, it's B-A-R-B-A-R-A.
Barbara.
It's Barbara?
Yeah.
Barbara. Read it in Spanish.
It's Barbara, right?
Barbara.
Barbara. Yeah, there's no other way to spell Barbara.
It's okay.
Que Barbara.
From brown to brown, I understand.
Rudy Valencia.
Okay, we're all brown.
That says Barbara.
Yes, we are all brown.
Yeah, but that's how you spell Barbara.
Is the R is not in front of the A?
Barbara. So he's just saying it fast. Barbara. It's okay. It's okay, baby. You're fine.
I think you guys are wrong. You're not getting Bella Buluma.
Yes, we're getting it together. It's episode 90. It's the episode before we say, as we go on, we remember all the times we spent together. So we talked yesterday about the rest of our lives, what we're going to be when we turn.
What song is that?
It's like a graduation song.
You know what song we should sing?
He had fireworks for his graduation.
Oh, yeah. We should sing. In the arms of an angel.
The ASPCA song? Yeah.
What the fucking song is that?
The one where the dogs are all sad. I just sing it better than this one.
Yeah, you sang that shit. Like
that shit is crazy. It's like you were in the arms of the devil with that one.
They're making you shit with. Oh.
All right, let's talk to Angie. Angie, what's up, baby girl?
Oh, we're not doing a girl report first?
Actually, I want to talk to you first, Angie. Oh, is the camera on, Angie? Yeah, the camera's on, Angie. Yeah.
Angie's like, oh, here
you. Duna wasn't there.
Duna wasn't there.
About what?
About your man.
Oh, but you guys all know. Yes, I'm back with my ex. That's what I said online. I mean, on air.
Online? I was like, you tweeted about it?
On air, not online. My bad.
It's official again?
Yeah, are you guys official?
You know what? I'm still like a 10% denial. But
10% denial, so you're 90% there.
He asked you?
Well, yeah.
You want to be my ruca?
Not ruca, but yeah.
What do you say?
You want to be my girl? I said, I promise, Angie, I'll treat you right this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, estás de pendeja.
I estoy de mensa.
Hi, Angelica.
We're all Sims here.
We are. I'm telling you, our SIM card is.
The sun needs to come back out. What the fuck? I'm sick of this shit.
Shout out to our baby girl. What's her name? The one that ran to Vegas.
Yasmina.
She posted a little picture. It's like me talking to my whole close. Like, I'll be with you soon, my pretties. It's funny because it's the fucking me too.
Whole close? That's funny.
It's like,
Letty's like, there's that?
I saved it.
Damn, fool. So Angie's back with her man.
Angie's back with her man.
Vic's giving up love. Yep. I'm giving up love. Letty's stuck.
Yeah.
Maximo, he's happy, I guess.
Jorge stuck.
Jorge stuck. I see that. That's vibes.
That's funny. Me too, my whole clothes. Soon, my children. Soon.
But you know what? Like, the day parties are going up again.
I'm going to send it to you.
This past weekend, it was like OC day party. I got invited. And then I didn't go, but this girl that's really hot, one of my sister's friends, she started FaceTiming me crazy, like Instagram calling, because I don't really know her that well. And then she's like, well, I just saw you here at the OC day party. And I was like, dude, I wasn't there. But now I'm like, I should have gone. Could have cracked it. You know, I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Instead, I got food poisoning like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Like
talk to us about the food poisoning, bro. Talk to
I should have just gone to the.
Because you're down OC bad right party. Now. Like, our energy is okay, but your energy is like.
I know. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But talk about it.
I fucking had Taco Bell. Oh, you guys want to know the full story? Right, here's the full story. All right, we're going to fucking pot it out, all right? Look. So, look.
Anal, what's happening?
No, look, this is what happened. I'm gonna just be honest. All right, so look. I was hungry, right? I had a date scheduled later in the day, right? At night, like 6:37. I was going to go to the Grove. And then.
Wait, what time is the date scheduled?
It's scheduled for like 6:37, right?
That's late night?
Yeah.
It's Sunday.
Yeah,
it's
Sunday night, yeah. Okay. So I'm there, and then I'm like,
someone's going to work.
Yeah, dude, no. Look, we don't have that privilege.
Shut the fuck up. Bro, we can fucking.
Wait, I have to finish my story.
Let Vic talk.
Let Vic talk.
Stop interrupting Vic.
Stop interrupting Vic.
All right. So I'm going to go to like a fancy restaurant, right? And I'm like, you know what? I've been here before. I'm going to do a veteran move. And I'm going to get sort of full before I go because I don't want to spend that much money. Right? Okay. But I know the chef. So I was like, maybe I'm going to get free shit anyway. So anyway, I go to Taco Bell. I'm like, let me just get like one taco.
So you're
taco.
Going to Catch.
No, I didn't go to Catch. I went to Alma.
Oh.
And so I was like, all right, I'm going to get a little bit of food a couple hours before. That way, by the time I get there, I'm not going to be as full. And then she's going to be like, oh, you want anything? I'm like, just one plate. You know, because plates are $30. So I'm like, all right. But as soon as I get a little bit of food, whatever. And then when we get there, my stomach's already hurting. Oh. And I sit there. And then he brings us so much food, free drinks, free shots.
Damn.
And I'm like, I can't enjoy it fully. Because, like, my stomach hurts.
And you, like, won't say, I know you're going to be, like, you're going to tough it out.
Yeah.
But you're probably feeling some shit.
Yeah.
Like, and literally, you're feeling shit.
And I was like, damn, what the fuck is going on? And then, so I go home, whatever, and I'm still, like, not feeling good. And I ended up not sleeping the whole night and just went to power.
Yeah, he didn't sleep
and
the whole
I threw
night.
Up in the shower. Ew, fucking threw up all in the shower. I was taking a shower and I just barfed.
Dog, during the show, and I got to give it up to Vic, like, during the show, there were moments where I saw literally sweat on his mustache.
Really? I didn't see that.
Yeah, no, because I'm right there next to him.
Yeah, you are.
And so the shit's glistening. Like, I see him, like, just getting it together, like, one more break. And then, like, and then other times I see him cold as fuck, like, shivering. He was going.
He's cold?
There was something
that
going on.
That was having
on.
A come down.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. That's what he looked like? That's what it was.
You did crystal meth yesterday?
No.
That's how my dad looked. Aww. Nah, no cap. My dad wouldn't, like, light. Like, I used to be like, fool. Like a fucking vampire. I used to be like, damn, crystal meth is a crazy thing.
Yeah.
Come downs are sick. You had, like, a shitty come down.
It was just literally Taco shitty. Bell come down. Yeah. It was really bad.
Earlier before, right when you walked in, Vic called me a Maximo Bitches. I'm like, oh, the homie got food poisoning because he's like, then I see you were pissing on your ass. He's like, what the fuck, bitch? You pissed on your ass too before.
Like, oh, everybody's pissed out their fucking ass. Why is it a problem when I do it? It's cool when they do it. It's a problem when I do it.
I don't understand pissing out your ass. Can you guys please explain?
Choro.
Choro, yes. Oh, so who said you were pissing out your ass? I've never heard
I
this.
Said that. And well, then everybody's like, what do you?
You called someone a bitch.
Maximo.
Oh, Maximo.
Maximo and... Because they were acting like, what do you mean you're pissing out your ass? I'm like, yeah, I'm pissing out my ass, bitch. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like your temper's this thin, or like it's like you're...
Yeah, they're trying to act like they never fucking had chorro and like sharded or whatever. Like, come
your
on, bro.
Your patience is
like,
right here. I like
let's
it.
Be real.
I love to see it. I love to see it, Vic.
Let's stop capping.
Come on. Let's tell them.
That was like, what the fuck you mean? You never pissed on your ass either? What?
I was like, your ass?
It's just the way
crazy.
He said it. He just could have been like, I got chorro right now. I mean, we would have understood.
Shut the fuck up. Yes, you have. You've been El Salvador.
You've been El Salvador.
El Salvador.
El Salvador.
He
You're talking like
LA.
Irene when she says Mexican.
Mexican.
By the way, Irene so that's been with us, she's a fucking beaner, you guys. Like, straight fucking border hopper in her face.
She said Mexican. Hey, she's from Hemet.
She said Mexicans the other day.
Yeah. Why did she say that?
I don't know.
She was like, she's like, oh no. She was like, oh, that's Mexican music. I was like, what'd you say?
Okay, what'd you say?
Show or something, and I said, oh, it was a bunch of Mexicans there. Oh, because you went into the Lamaro show in
Dago. Oh, yeah. She's like, there's a bunch of Mexicans there. And I'm like.
Like, you're Mexican.
But I feel it. That's our.
One
like,
take Irene. At it again.
How is it really that hard for other races to say Mexican?
I think they've just adopted that.
Should we call one of the black homies?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, call him. Call T-Row. With his racist ass.
Racist as fuck.
Super racist. I went to his house and he fucking wanted me to talk to his nanny because she's fucking Mexican.
He just assumed they knew each other?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, you guys know each other.
Speak Spanish to each other.
And granted, we did.
Now speak
Spanish.
He wasn't
wrong.
Yeah. That kid in Spanish. Vic. You're my guy.
Are you going to see this picture real quick?
Are you going to call T-Roll or are you going to show us the photo?
It's just ADHD.
That baby is so cute, Lucha. I'm so glad that you're
sorry, Lucha. Josh is a piece of
and
shit.
And I bet you she's really pretty, too.
Lucha, I want to put out there that Josh is a piece of shit.
Hey, if we could do like a test on who looks better, I might win.
Show in, baby, show
who
in.
Who looks better at what? Yeah. Like you or
like
Josh?
Stepdaddy? No, like which stepmom looks better?
Oh! He's talking shit! Wow. Oh! Stepdad contest!
Hold on, hold on. AD.
I love this. Hey, AD, hold on.
Sorry. AD, how do you say Mexican?
My worst night is your best night.
All right, AD, so we're wondering if black people say Mexican just because they've adopted that or they really can't say Mexican.
Mexican.
Nah, you're
saying two S's.
You put the S in it.
You're making it messy, fool.
No, niggas be saying Mexican.
Yes. Is it just because it's a slang term and you guys are cool with that or just you really can't pronounce Mexican?
I mean, I've been around Mexicans my whole life, so.
Come on. I saw you at the Bad Bunny concert. Come on.
That's what I'm saying.
Ya tú sabes. Hey.
But I know motherfuckers say Mexican.
All right, AD. What's your favorite fun Mexican shit?
Leti.
Favorite what?
Fun Mexican
just
shit.
Just say you love me.
Wait, say it again?
Like, just say you love me.
I love Leti. Come on.
Ooh. I love Leti. Okay. Dude, I clicked.
Oh my god.
That's that Mexican shit I really be talking about.
Oh my god.
You better drop in that bitch.
We're here to pod today.
Oh, do we need alcohol to be great?
Would it feel weird? Would it feel weird? And this is dolphin too. Would it feel weird? Nice. Like, would you feel like this? Would you feel like that baby that Lucha's holding?
Lucha, for you okay?
I'm down bad, boy.
It's a simpy ass fucking season, dog.
I like how Lucha and Josh had a competition about whose bitch looks better right now.
My worst night is his. My best night is his.
Is his worst? No. Oh, the drinks are hitting. We're all fucked up.
These fools are a bunch of pile of pussies. Yes.
You're a pile of pussy too, bitch.
I don't be simping, fool.
You're simping, fool.
Man,
no, you won't.
I'm a pee.
You're like, you won't leave dumbass. Dumbass has to leave you.
No, it's not. Yeah. I'll leave dumbass.
You will not leave dumbass.
I left her before. No. She came right back.
She came right back.
I'll call her right now and confirm this.
She went to your house.
Call her and confirm this right now.
Yes.
Yeah, call her.
Come on. Now you got to prove your pimping on this pod. You got to prove your pimping on this pod. Pull your card real quick.
She was a fucking pee around this motherfucker.
Don't do it. Messing
hey, this is going to be just like when he called his friend and it made it worse.
Y'all crazy.
Option answers. He's going to feed her the whole story. Isn't it true that when you came back and then I went to the thing and then the
guy? And then we knew the guy. Yeah. We didn't know the guy was special, but.
Hey, dumbass. Wow. We're partying right now. When we stopped talking, who came back, me or you?
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you. When we. Wow.
I know, but who are you with?
I'm with Letty and Vic.
Oh, you better answer her, you little bitch.
Yeah, fuck you. When we stopped talking, when I stopped talking to you, who came back? Me or you?
You're the one.
Who came back?
Let's go!
No, I can't hear.
Hold on. Stop screaming. That's what I'm doing.
Go.
And hold on. Think about your answer real. Think about it real.
Life for him.
Think about it.
Let me talk first. Hey, why are you back?
Yeah, you came back, fool. We know it, fool. I got messages. All right, fool. And then I'm gonna send screech out the messages. You're gonna look stupid as shit.
But you're the one that takes shit.
Who came back? Where'd you stop talking to me? What the fuck? No. You was crying, fool. You was crying.
You're lying.
You're a pussy.
Let's fucking go.
Stupid ass dog in the back.
Oh my god. We love you. Can't wait till you guys get married.
Fool. Who came back?
You did.
All right, fool. Whatever.
Sim.
I'm a P, all right? P-I-M-P.
Just accept it, dog. You don't reveal.
Look, pussy look bitch. At Cali's smile. He can't wipe it off, even if he tried.
I fool the bitch. I fool. You're protesting for the power and he's fucking leaving that fool.
But he's happy. Yeah, he's very happy. He's got a mussy, a man pussy.
How come you're not there? I'm sorry.
Kelly has a mangina.
I'm a pee, fool. Just know that.
A pee what?
I'm a pee.
A pussy whip?
I'm not, first of all, you know I'm not pussy.
I don't know.
I run this shit.
Oh, God.
Bro, I swear to God, she's doing it up right now.
Okay, what happened?
And you're going to get her ass. You're going to beat her, fool.
Stop. What happened? She said that you came back.
I didn't go back, bro.
So what's the story? You guys stopped talking to her. Why did you stop talking to her? Because you got jealous?
No.
Why did you stop talking to her?
I'm really a pee, fool. I promise you, I'm a pee. Just know I keep it super pee. Lucha, see me on pee mode.
Lucha,
you see me on pee mode, Lucha. Okay, just know this hand works magic, pa. I'm just joking.
Okay, what happened? You're not explaining it. What happened?
Well, one time at band camp. Just know I'm pee.
Oh my God, you got back to her. You went back with
which
her.
Which no gotta be explained. Yeah, that's a pee shit right there.
Isn't that what Juan Gabriel said? Juan Gabriel.
Lo que se mira no se pregunta.
And what you see here is a pimp. You guys gotta leave me alone.
Was Juan got pee?
He was G.
He was G.
He was LGBTQ+.
Shout out Juanga. That's why I had kids too, huh?
Yeah.
I remember Ricky Martin
had kids.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Caitlyn Jenner had kids. That don't change nothing.
Yeah.
Fools was keeping it super pee back in the day. Fuck it, it is what it is.
All right, so Masala. Or Edgar Report.
Yes.
Hold on.
First Edgar gets accepted to Harvard. I seen this shit.
Yo, shout out to the first Edgar to ever get accepted to Harvard University.
Okay.
Clap it up, hater.
Okay, because I don't know if it's the first Edgar. There's probably been someone named
Nah,
Edgar,
that fool's eyebrows. But,
no, look at it. Look at his face. He looks, this guy.
I like how it says man becomes and not a kid. Put the volume, fool. I need to see this. I haven't seen this. This is so beautiful already.
Are we sure this isn't like repurposed video?
This is so pretty.
Nah, that was real.
Nah,
fool.
Look, he looks like he has a 4.
Shut up and let it play. Okay. Chinga la
madre. That's a video they have because of the lyrics.
Okay, go. Just play it. That's beautiful.
That's
so cute.
That's amazing.
Shout out that pussy. Fucking lucky motherfucker.
Breaking man becomes first Edgar. Wait, what else do we know about this guy? Where is he from?
We don't know.
Oh, who's going to want to post it?
Mm. Yeah.
Shout out him for going to
Whoever
Harvard.
Whoever he is, I hope he succeeds at Harvard and influences all the other white kids to get Edgars. And it becomes a national epidemic.
That's so awesome.
His major?
Mm-hmm.
Zoology.
Kinesiology. No.
Communication.
That was a good one.
All right. Harvard is Ivy League, right?
Yeah.
That's really hard to get into.
Yep.
Big up to our guy, Edgar. His name's probably not Edgar, but he has an Edgar. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's really dope. That's really. And shout out to all the fools in college.
Yes.
Because it takes a lot. And I'm sure it's like really hard. And I'm sure because it didn't happen to me. I didn't go to university. Did you go to university, Vic?
No.
And you went to
institute.
Yeah, it's really hard to go to university. What, Josh? It was you. It's a great school, but I'm talking about university.
Oh yeah, my sister goes to a university.
Yeah, you see how hard it is.
It is. Right? Yeah, she's stressed. She has no stress. Life. Fucking loser. But she's gonna get her master, so
that's good. Shout out to her.
Coolest
piece of shit.
Yes. Shout out to all.
Damn, dumbass. Fuck.
Now you're thinking about her. All right. Shout out to all the fools that get into university and that are doing it up in college. I know we're as representation as voices, but you're really gonna be representation in whatever you do in your field. So just as much as we push the culture forward, so do you.
Yeah. If I have a homegirl that just posts about how much she does for our community.
And higher education is hilarious.
Edgar Allan Fu.
And I'm like, oh, you piece of shit. I only wanted to go to college. I wanted to do it up in the dorms.
There's some things that we'll never get. It's like toga parties and shit. Yeah. Let's do a fucking toga party. Fuck it. Toga. Who says that fucking toga. Frats had a... If we were a frat, what would we be?
Oh.
Like they're like alpha, beta, bay, size, whatever.
I don't know, Kelly, you're the only one that really went to college here. What the fuck did you do?
Oh, true.
I did not join a frat. I don't pay for friends, really.
So you don't pay for friends? Yeah, To join a frat, you have to pay.
Yeah,
it's, well, it's like a fucking gang, bro. Would you rather pay or fucking shoot
Delta
someone?
Sigma Chi.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call the homie Gerson. Like, he's part of a frat. And he does a lot of stupid shit.
Yeah, they just tell like him what they did. I'm down to do the brown bag frat.
That'd be cool.
Is there a fraternity and sorority mixed together like a coed?
Hey, qué pasó, maje, la gran puta.
¿Qué onda?
¿Qué onda, maje? Hey, we're partying right now. And we wanna, I'm fucking with the brown bag team. You're on the podcast. My homie Gerson, you guys.
Hi.
He's a fucking Salvadoran immigrant. Wanted to put that out
vaya
there.
Vaya, pues. Boom.
Hey, but hey. Hey, to join a frat, did you have to like suck penis or something?
Bro, you're fucking stupid. No.
He said suck penis. I thought he said subpoena.
No, suck penis. So what'd you do to join the frat? You just dance for them?
Nah, bro, I can't say.
I can't say. Why? Your stupid ass accent. Bro, I hate you so fucking much, Gerson.
Hey, Gerson.
What?
That's a crazy name for a Salvi.
Tell him what the fuck he did.
That's a crazy name for a Salvi.
Gerson. Yeah.
Gerson.
Yo.
What's your frat called?
It's called Phi Sigma Kappa.
Phi Sigma.
He has an accent, so I'm pretty sure it's not exactly. All right, like
Gerson.
He said it in Spanish.
We want to start a brown bag frat, and so we need to know what they do to get initiated.
He can't tell us.
Let me ask with my bros to see what
my bros, bro, you a frat dude. Hey, all right, Gerson, all right, can you just tell me the alphabet shit you did one time?
The what?
The alphabet shit you did.
I still know it. It's the Greek alphabet.
Okay, all right, can you say it, fucker?
Yeah, it's the alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron.
Okay, Harry Potter, stop speaking Slytherin. Stop speaking parcel tongue.
Nah, but this would just randomly be like, I'm at the frat, fool.
Okay,
like,
if we wanted to be brown bag pod frat, we'd be beta, beta, phi?
Hold on, yeah, beta, beta, phi, yeah.
I like it.
Beta, beta, phi.
Make a beta, phi, fool.
All right, fool, bye.
You guys, beta, beta, fool is hilarious.
Oh, we should make some merch. We should make some beta, beta, fool merch.
What would be our chant? Oh, well! Whoa!
He said, oh, well!
Stomp the yard.
Yo, your homie takes that shit serious. Huh?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he act like he had like.
I gotta ask my bros. Fucking bro, like,
chill out. You're not government, the Illuminati, bitch.
Yeah, like
chill
government
out.
Clearance.
Not
like,
one time.
I would rather be a.
Holy shit!
At least you could talk about it.
Yeah. At least those secrets are known.
Nah, the frat fools are crazy. Them fools really like. But I've heard. But you know, also like, I feel like when you're a part of that, it could be a wobbler, like. One brother fucks up, all you fools are pieces of shit.
Now they're brothers. That's crazy.
They're bros and they fucking all types of wild shit.
That's funny. So how do you know this fool? Gerson is high a crazy name.
No, this fool's a real like.
Gerson is his real name?
Gerson is the real name.
What? And he's Salvi?
I'm pretty sure his name is Gerson. But we don't say Gerson. Yeah. But this fool's a real like Voz de Inocentes type of kid. It's crazy.
Well, shout out to that. Let's do Cooler Cooler with these Nikes.
Nikes are crazy.
All right, Nike Clog, Cortez collab.
Yeah. So these are the Forrest Gumps.
Yeah.
Those are flyer. Those are fire.
Oh, these are you can take one out of the other, right? Yeah. And it's going to be a slipper.
Exactly.
Ooh. Oh, never mind. They look like what
it could be like a house shoe.
No, they look like what fools use when they do like acrobatics and shit. When they compete in the Olympics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, they look kind of like ballerina shoes.
I take it back. These shit are fucking whack.
I gotta say,
I think girls will look better in it.
These are super fire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god,
these are dope as fuck.
Yeah, I would get.
I feel like you've been against the grain lately, Vic.
It's because you know what? I like these little details on shoes, and it's different. Like
I like the back of it.
Yeah,
I don't know what that stands for.
I like the details. It's like
the yin yang.
Yeah, yin yang.
What is that shit? The balance of life.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it stands for, hey, little mama, let me spin your hair.
Oh, it took me a minute to get that yin-yang to him.
Wait, yeah.
Wow, okay, hip-hop. Mm.
You know stuff.
All right, what's the next shoe?
Should we have a segment on here where you guys quiz me on hip-hop?
Nope.
We're going
to
get canceled.
Next shoe. Nike and Off-White Air Force collab. Okay, this is, before we even get to it, I wonder if this is like something that Virgil signed off on or not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Because they're moving on. Like, literally anything Off-White is, like, there's some stuff that he had planned, but I don't know if
I feel like they're going to put out, like, Tupac posthumous, like, shoes. Like, like a lot of them just slap Off-White on them.
This is real?
Yeah.
Really?
So these are the Rasheed Wallace. Rasheed Wallace famously hooped in high-top Air Forces his whole career.
Facts.
And... So I think the concept is cool, but look, the bottom is really weird. Like, it's not like it's like golf shoes. Yeah, it's like kind of like golf shoe vibes.
And then look at that
drips. Like,
this feels like AI did it.
Yeah,
did,
almost.
Did Rasheed Wallace accept fucking
Rasheed Wallace?
I mean, Rasheed, my fault. Did Rasheed Wallace accept this? Probably for a bag, huh?
Maybe.
And it's like patent leather.
Yeah, it's patent leather as well.
You fuck with those, Michael?
Read it. Hold on. Go to the actual article so we can read.
They do.
It's hype piece. It's a valid.
No, no. I want to just read if what's his face did it.
I don't think he had anything to do with it.
All right, they have $185. Would you play for that?
I don't know. I don't if I like it, would. Especially when I'm with Off-White. I'm used to it saying like shoes.
Yeah, it's a very different like, and they're mid. Okay, it's probably so, the first ones that they do like.
Okay, so Off-White is that's Virgil's brand, right?
Yeah.
And Virgil created that brand.
Mm-hmm. Look, see, it looks even weirder. Okay. Look, see? Oh, that's a Rasheed.
Right there. Made in China.
Oh, shit.
Now they're real. They're going to drop.
Echo in China.
I wonder if...
Look, the spikes on the front. It's
like, he probably did. He probably did. He probably did accept this. Or it's probably something he was working on.
You know what time it is, right?
What?
T-shirt time?
You've been waiting for this moment.
It's time for shots. All right, we're taking it off each other. So everybody pick a partner. Everybody pick a partner. Tonight is out. And you take a shot off me right now.
It's right here.
No, take a shot off me. And you take a shot off me.
What is tuna tartare?
From where?
From my teeth, bitch. Give my best friend prove it. Come on, Angie. Angie. Come on, you guys.
Angie. 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 Angie.
Don't look, John. Angie.
Bro, Callie, why are you looking so much? No, you're not.
I'm
gonna
get up. Like,
it's like when
we went to Rosarito.
You guys did this
in
Rosarito?
Don't worry about it.
Don't
worry about what we did.
I'm
beta 5.
I just
want to
get initiated.
I'm a bony right now.
Oh! Why is it so low? Why?
Before we get comfortable. Angie, just stay ready.
Ow, ow, Duno.
Why is it so weird?
It's not weird. Go ahead.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I just dropped the drink right here.
Oh, oh shit. No, you just dropped the drink right here on your penis.
Why does your fucking phone have a button, you dumbass? Right, grow up.
Come on, Angie, do it. You guys gave her height. Seriously. Talk about it.
Angie. 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 Angie.
I don't want to hear it. Cut this off, fucking Jose.
Angie. Oh!
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 She's in there.
Oh!
Back inside.
Oh! Oh! Now kiss.
Jose was like, I can't wait to edit.
Oh, we're getting this pod late.
Yeah,
it's going to be hella procrastinating on this pod.
Procrastinating.
No procrastinating, Lefty.
Wow. Okay, now your guy's turn. Do it off a Doodle's belly button.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, do it off Doodle's belly button.
One of you has to do it off another one.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Just give me a hug.
Just give me a hug.
You don't got to kiss me. Kiss me.
No, kiss. You don't got to kiss me, but you can if you want to.
You can if you want to, dude. What if we do, like, the cross arm shot?
Do that. Do that. You and Vic.
Okay.
So that was me and Angie.
Can we get two more shots?
Now Duno and Vic.
Oh, there's two more right here. Oh, bud. How does your tummy feel?
Hey, yo.
Good job, Angie.
Oh,
I love you. I love you too.
That was crazy. What? Nah, I don't care.
He doesn't care.
Horny.
Wait, what does this have? Oh, this is real tequila.
Yeah, it's good.
With just his tummy.
Just wait. Take the it's shot. You guys can talk too, Darlene. Don't be afraid to speak.
As long as they don't have weed in it.
Yeah.
Oh, it
does. It's Darlene.
Oh, shit.
That's what I said.
My arm's too short.
Her name is Darlene.
It's okay.
That was good.
Darlene, why don't you tell me your name's Darla?
Why don't we say Darlene? Who said Darlene to us before? I'm following your name. I knew it was Laura. Can't even talk.
You know, Laura. You said it was Laura.
I said Laura right now for some reason.
Darla.
It's not fair that the brown without the name Tui.
Darla. Darlene is your mom's name. I'm sorry, Dara. Dara.
Dara.
Darla.
Yo, Michi Chui. So good, makes you forget names.
Every time we fuckers come here.
And you want to forget a name, so keep drinking. Did you guys do it?
Yeah.
Did you guys break? Oh, we didn't see.
Can you do it again?
Can you do it again, dumbass?
All right, now you gotta take a shot off Angie.
Whoa. Out her mouth.
Off you.
Of you.
No, I'm taking
time. Hey, Dafu watches the pod?
Yeah.
Your man?
He listens
to. He's a pussy? No, I'm just kidding.
We're talking.
He listens. He listens on the radio and he watches the pod.
Oh, he's obsessed with you.
Oh, yeah.
So. Nice.
Does he skip to like minute, like 10 minutes before just to see you?
I don't know. You want to
ask? As long as he watches more than 3 minutes so we can get the view, I'm with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll tell him. Make sure to watch more than 3 minutes.
Yeah. Shout out to the homie Wi-Fi.
He does Wi-Fi?
No. We said because he looks like sci-fi.
So we call him Wi-Fi.
He
looks exactly like a skinny version.
Wi-Fi's fat? I mean, sci-fi's fat?
I know, that's so sad.
He's like slender.
Yeah, this was just more.
What is that?
That he's really stick thin.
Oh.
What?
Hey, when you guys go on dates, who drives?
On what?
Yo.
I seen that fool. Like Jeffrey Dahmer.
That is Jeffrey Dahmer. All right, talk to us. What's going on in Somersala?
Oh, they're not going to take shots?
We took it. We literally took it.
You don't have to take one.
Yeah, I'm doing my keto drinks.
Okay, you guys. So, you guys know Andy Ruiz, the boxer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No.
El Destroyer?
Well, then why the fuck would you ask if you know I knew?
Sure.
Mickey Shane.
We've talked about him like 700 times, Angie. Okay, so this fool thinks he could beat him up.
With his fat ass. Yeah, he got a fucking weird body. For the homie got a muffin top. I don't like it.
Would you fight Angie Ruiz?
Or dead ass beat the fuck out that fool. Okay. I swear to God, I'll kick that fool right in the dick.
Well, you can't do that.
Okay, where are we fighting?
Where?
Yeah, like MGM.
No, you're fighting in an alley.
In an alley? Oh,
You're beating him.
What?
But if it's in the ring, you're fighting him at Crypto.
How much training do I have?
You have a year.
Oh, I'm beating the fuck out of him.
Yeah, beating his ass.
In a year?
You have 2 weeks.
And you're going to have all the homies.
You're like, fighting him on Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. You're going to have all the homies there. Yeah.
I'm going down.
But not without a fight.
That fool might beat my ass. I seen that fool punched his trainer on accident before. Oh, and I seen his trainer. His trainer was trying to say it was good. But I just know he gets paid very well.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you're not okay.
You're not right.
You went home that day and was like, fuck this fool.
Yeah.
And just punch.
Yeah. All right. So fuck him.
No, I like him, but I
like
him too.
I like him. He's a good guy. He talks really well. He's into God.
Ooh, well, you guys are not gonna like him because apparently there's this rumor going around that him and Mayeli are hooking up.
And Mayeli is
Lupillo Rivera's ex-wife, baby mama.
Can we see how Mayeli looks? I would as a big man, and he's also a big man.
But the thing is that he's married, so they.
Oh.
This is what my friend does for me. Thank you, my Leticia.
You have like.
And this is like. Can you show us?
Shut up.
You move so slow. Fucking let that feel your dick.
Yeah.
Give me throw shit at this.
You want to feel my dick?
No, I don't want to feel your dick.
Oh.
I feel you.
Dick.
I feel you mentally when it comes to this dumbass. Not my dumbass, but this dumbass.
This one.
This is what we need. I fucking hated you a week ago. I love you, Noggin.
I hate that you hated me.
I didn't hate you. We talked about this.
Because it makes me really sad that I will give my life for you and you hate me.
I would give my life to you too.
But
I would give my life for you too. Stupid Michi too. Every time we get fucking drunk, can't fucking talk. You guys should really hire them because everybody at my birthday somehow doesn't remember shit. Last year, everybody was like, I don't know how I got here, fool. I'm like, where'd you end up? He's like, at the homies. I'm like, you don't even know that fool. He's like, I know. Yeah.
Like, what there's the definitely babies born to Michi Chewy nights.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody hooked up that wasn't supposed to hook up that day, and they dead ass blamed it on you guys, and I was like.
By the way, it's Holy Week, so shout out God.
True. Shout out
God. Oh, okay, yeah. Let's go, Andy Reese.
Ooh.
That's Lupillo's ex-wife,
Andy.
Baby mama.
Andy.
But at the time, Andy was married, and now after all these
rumors.
Oh, and he has a kid.
His girl, Andy's Reese girl, Julie, is filing for divorce.
Oh.
So it has.
It has to be true. It has to be true.
Supposedly, it's not like Mayeli came out and she's like, no, it didn't happen like that. He just DM'd me like sometime last year asking about a product. Wow. And then this year, he.
What product?
How did you girl look?
She sells stuff.
I mean.
What does she sell?
How does wife look? Baby mama. How does Andy Reese baby mama look?
Yeah, put Andy Reese baby mama.
It's Julie. Oh, is that? Actually, if you click on the link, it's right there.
Yeah, because Andy does her job.
Right there.
Okay.
Boom. This baby mama?
Yeah. Oh, so she posted that she filed for divorce?
Yeah. She posted like a whole conversation.
Oh, shit. She'd have to put. Oh, damn.
Where is he from?
He's from like Imperial Valley or something. Yeah.
In France, she would have had to report this photo.
Not yet.
Yeah, I was gonna shock your stupid ass.
I don't want to compare women, guys. But if I had
you're
to,
such a bitch.
Hold on.
You're
but such if I, a bitch. But if I had to,
Andy Reese, you're such a pussy.
But if I had to,
you're a
that's
bitch.
That's a teaser. That's a teaser. Just that. Go. Keep telling him.
Oh my! I don't want to compare women. He got two baddies. I feel him. He's in a predicament. He's like, the mother of my kids.
No, it's because you think they're both bad. He definitely doesn't think they're both bad.
Yeah.
Who's better, fool?
No, not who's better. He thinks one's pretty and one's not.
Okay, yeah. Who would you go
depends
with?
You want the face or you want the body?
No. Oh, whoa, Max. Hey, if Andy Reese asks for the beef, just know it's crack.
Yeah, we're all Sims, but Maximo's a pimp.
Yeah, he's a real P.
Yeah,
we're all Sims.
Yeah, no, he definitely if he's moving on up, he's moving on up. Yeah, that's all I gotta say.
Dick,
yeah.
Dick, just know it's coming, Dick. Hey, fool, would you say that one time at that pod? Destroy a bro, you know me, we just bought.
I bet you anything we're gonna see him in Vegas when we go to the Ryan and Tank fight.
Oh, wait, was that April Fool's when that cancellation shit came out?
Yeah, that's not real. Yeah.
Oh my god, I was mad.
I fell for it because Denner posted it.
Yes.
Stupid Denner.
And
huh?
I told him, I'm like, Denner, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, everybody's hitting me. He reposted that page. And then we talked shit about the page on air, and then people posted that page, and now that page is like, hey, where can I hear the audio?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
True.
But watch, when we go to the fight, Andy Ruiz is going to be there. He's going to be like, what's up, Vic?
What's up, Vic?
It's my fault.
What's up? What'd you say about my ex-wife that I cheated on? Huh? What you got to say about my baby mama that I give a fuck about? Eh?
Oh, Andy Ruiz, I just hope you don't go the Becky G's man wrong. Way. Wow.
Which is
like keep a pee, you know. Obviously, we're not keeping a pee. Somebody got to keep a pee around this motherfucker.
Somebody, because we're not. We're down bad.
Clearly.
We're fucking pile of pussies over here.
I'm just saying, like, what's going to happen in spring break and summer? We got to fucking.
Okay, fool. I'm fucking pee, dog.
Yeah, okay, how?
Stop fucking questioning my pimping.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do, you what pussy? Fuck, go all the way through with it. Yeah, let's get to that.
Stop spreading rumors. I'm the
Sagrada,
not you.
Yeah. You fucking stupid accent. Fucking Mexican.
Accent.
Yeah, it's a fucking part we need.
You're
get
Mexican
on my
too. You're Mexican too.
You're Mexican too.
You have a vagina on your fucking tit. You're Mexican too.
Well, this is a Virgin Mary. People don't talk about
you have the Aguila on the other one. Come down, Blast.
Who was your top Blast? Yeah. Aguila Gang.
Aguila Gang.
He was like, yeah, whatever that means.
Yeah.
He was just,
okay.
So
what are you going to do to keep it pee this summer?
What are we going to do since you're talking all that shit?
What are you, I know that I'm a fucking pimp. I'm a sim.
We going to fuck hoes. You know what? Rosarito trip this weekend. All of us. Fucking questioning.
Hold on. I think we need to do a Rosarito trip.
Let's go. This weekend. This weekend we're all going.
You sound like Jorjito when he wants to go
to. No, fuck Baja Beach for they don't be giving the tickets. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. We'll buy our own shit. Fuck you.
Yeah,
well, anyways, Papas and Beers this weekend. The whole team. No excuses. We're
what's
getting the house.
What does this weekend mean?
This weekend means Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, Friday,
that's,
Saturday.
That's
Friday, Saturday.
Easter. I can't.
Okay, Friday, Saturday, we
the
come back
weekend,
Sunday,
next
and
weekend.
We Easter it up.
Next weekend.
Oh, fucking kids, man.
Yeah, I have kids.
I have a show.
By the way, do you want to come to my Easter party?
You do have a show.
When's your niece's party?
Easter party.
Nah, it's my brother-in-law's party. Like I'm comparing Sunday? Like a 9-year-old party to a 30-year-old party. Nah, but I'm doing Easter with my family. Okay. Me and my family go crazy with the egg.
Oh, that's true.
With the egg cracking in the arena.
Fucking simp. All right.
You said fucking simp? You call me a simp?
Oh my god, I'm sorry guys, I'm gonna be with my family. You're simping 1,000, dog.
Is your mom gonna be there?
I think you're on the. No, because she's the biggest pimp of them all.
Yeah, facts.
She's in Salvador.
Oh. hey, leave this on there. No, you're gonna leave it on there. Yeah, pussy. Fucking weak.
I'm sorry. That's right. Oh, what about you, Vic?
Yeah, fuck you, pussy.
Vic the trick.
You
and your sh-
Let's get to that. Oh, oh
shit. Yeah. That's, I'm not coming back. I like this part.
Okay. Do I need to round back shout outs? We'll see you next season.
You're going to beat your ass. Hey, Andy Reese, you leveled up.
Oh shit.
Okay, what else? Okay,
back
okay.
More pimping.
Okay, can we choose the clips live? Not live, but can we choose what's the clips?
Yeah, we do this off air and then Jose never gets it right, so let's do it on air. So hopefully that one he watches.
Two. One of them stupid ass coworkers.
Raul and Wendy, they are Brown Bag fans.
Okay, shout out Raul and Wendy. Pile of pussies.
Yeah,
fucking
shout out
Sim for being together. They're a couple.
Shout out Kylene.
Shout out Kylene. Who is that?
Yeah. Yeah. I met her at the car show in Downey.
Shout out to the car show in Downey.
Shout out her.
Her and her grandpa. Her grandpa's hella cool. He's
shout out Victor. Shout out Prius Papi. Hey, we any more? We gotta get out the way.
Shout out Prius Papi.
Shout out Lil Kai. Shout out Josh's bitch that's getting ran through.
Yeah. Oh.
Shout out Jose's bitch that he's never met.
I met her.
Shout out Jimena.
What?
Shout out Jimena. Shout out Darlene and Laura. Yeah. And Darla. And Chewy. Chewy's my favorite.
If that's your real name. Yeah.
If that's your real name. Jesus.
Shout out One Take Irene.
One Take Irene. Shout out all the Mexicans. Shout out. She's trying to fuck food.
Oh.
Whoa. We better cut that out. It's fucking game time. Yeah. No. She's like, no. Let's get to that.
Let's get to that today.
Yeah, so we need it. Fuck Letty.
Fuck Vic. Stop saying that. It affects me.
Fuck it. Letty don't like you either.
She knows. Fuck it. She knows. Hey, what's understood doesn't have to be explained, bitch. Come on.
Episode 90, motherfuckers. All right, look. But now we're going to say that. All right, this last shit right here, this rant, that's a clip. That's one.
Oh, okay.
If we say like the wild names, nah, leave that. Nah, what the fuck? Nah, bro.
That's funny though. It's
funny. It's a joke. We're joking. We're all gonna repost it. Even Lil Kai gonna like it.
That's a baby's name.
The title of this episode is "This One Goes Out to Lil Kai."
All right, hey, Jose. The shout-outs in the end, the round we just went through, that's one clip.
Yeah. Angie, you calling Vic a bitch, Angie taking a shot off me.
Yeah.
That's three. Yeah. We need one more.
But those got to be cliffhangers.
Yeah. Like teasers.
Don't give the substance and the shot. Don't.
I like it. You guys, this is our conversation offside camera, so you guys want details? Yeah. Motherfuckers, here it is. That, we need one more clip. At least four. It's the 90th episode.
What do we go through?
We don't compare women.
Yeah, that was one.
Go up.
That's what the bitch shit.
Go up.
Vic pissing from his
the sim.
Go up. Let's read the fucking...
Fucking Vic peeing from his ass.
Oh, yeah. The fact that we're all sims.
Yeah.
Oh, the fact that we're all sims.
Yeah.
Because you could just say tag a sim.
Which one?
Even the
go
getting...
Down. Wait, go down. Pause.
The dude getting...
Oh, the ranking? Nah, because we're low-key low energy after the shots. It went lit.
Yeah.
Dude not going bald. That's crazy. I gotta take a fucking piss.
No, but.
Sorry.
Simp, you just tag a simp in the comments and then just have people tag random
fools. Is it simp season? That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Nah, we.
Shout out Lil Kai.
Episode 90, motherfuckers. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks, pussies. Fuck y'all.
Love you.